I think the, if anything positive came from it, I think it, you know, it woke up a lot of people to what is really happening. You know, I think it woke up a lot of people to the idea that the things that we do to protect ourselves are in danger. And it made people really understand how corrupt things are, you know. I think that was the first thing that made people understand how much influence somebody has when they go to Austin, and how much that influence changes from when the time they're here. They shake hands and they tell you that they, you know, support what you're doing, they believe what you're doing, but then the minute they're 3 hours away, everything changes. So I think that was that. I think you know, organization has gotten better in terms of people, you know, communicating what's dangerous about the air, what's dangerous about things that are happening here. People pay attention more. You know, it's no longer abstract. You know, and you know, a good example of this is, whereas it used to be hard to get people to really understand the impact of putting wells in South Denton, you know, and some people would pay attention, some people wouldn't. Now you have situations where, you know, people pay attention to what's going to happen to a chicken processing plant here. And, you know, you had a lot of people, you know, contact their city council people, you know, about Tyson coming in. And it also made people understand how important it is to have to city council people that are responsive. You know, we've got some people on city council right now that, you know, are responsive, and they listen to people, they talk to people. Right now, you know, out of the people on council, I know that there's 4 people that I could get to answer me in, you know, 10 minutes. You know, another one that I could get within half an hour, but you know, and there's at least 4 that will sincerely listen to what, you know, I have to say if it's important, and I'm not unique in that. There's a lot of people that are the same way. They make a point to be more engaged civically. They know their city council person's name. They know who on city council, you know, is sympathetic to their cause, and you know, they can elicit change that way, and that's actually happening right now, because, you know, I mentioned the tentacles of the fracking ban are still going on. They are still going on right now. We have a vote coming up in January based on some things, you know.